Report phishing, because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and it's day two of the federal government shutdown with 750,000 workers furloughed, many of them working without pay. Democrats say that they are fighting to preserve health care benefits and premiums for millions of Americans. The White House vowing to carry out mass layoffs. ABC's Karen Travers has more on White House reaction.
They don't want to negotiate, and they've been very clear that they're not going to negotiate while the government is shut down. They want to get the government reopened, and according to the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, then there can be a conversation on the policy issues, but not right now while the government is shut down.
Congress could vote on a stopgap measure tomorrow when they return. In the UK, authorities arrested two people and another suspect killed in an attack outside a synagogue today on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Officials say it began as a car ramming attack and then a knife attack. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced tomorrow in New York City on two prostitution-related offenses. This is ABC News. A judge is blocking the release of graphic photos taken after the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Convicted killer Brian Koberger is serving life without parole.
Families of the victims have fought release of crime scene photos. Now a judge in Idaho ruling the dissemination of incredibly disturbing photos across the internet where victims' families could inadvertently see them is an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. The judge ordering the city of Moscow, Idaho, to block out portions of images that show any of the victims' bodies or blood surrounding them. But the judge ruling the public does have an interest in seeing investigative records, so other photos and videos must be released. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Credit scoring service FICO launching a new direct pricing model to allow mortgage lenders to bypass credit bureaus for credit scores. The company says it's aimed at providing transparency and also streamline costs for the mortgage lending process. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics from Score Report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Wisconsin soybean farmers are struggling to find buyers as tariffs with China continue to stymie the market.
A statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy after President Trump declared the U.S. trade deficit a national emergency and slapped tariffs on many of the U.S.'s largest trading partners. Wisconsin farmers typically grow about $1.3 billion worth of soybeans a year, with two-thirds of that being exported. China has refused to buy any U.S.-grown soybeans soybeans this year due to the tariffs. A similar situation arose during Trump's first term when a looming trade war with China cost the agricultural industry $27 billion. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. The poll taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk showed 58% of respondents saying it's always unacceptable to be happy about the death of someone they oppose, and 89% saying political violence is always unjustified. But the poll showed partisan divides among Republicans. 57% said left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem. At the Capitol, a bill to allow accessory dwelling units or ADUs to be built statewide may be amended.
The measure would prohibit the units from being used as short-term rentals. During a public hearing, Representative Dave Armstrong says many communities lack the means to enforce that, and the bill specifies no penalties for violating that prohibition. The bill's author, Representative Joy Gobin, has heard similar concerns in her district.
So I would love to work with you on an amendment for that.
ADUs are typically built on the same property near a larger single-family home. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze. High temperatures warming into the middle 80s this afternoon. In the overnight, mostly clear skies will drop back into the low to mid 60s. Warmer conditions for Friday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 80 degrees.
Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And hello, welcome into another episode of AOA Agriculture of America. Great to have you join us for the conversation brought to you by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. With harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex Stores high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Power through the season, Cenex has what you need. Visit Cenex.com for more. Coming up on today's show, we're going to hear from CHS President and CEO Jay Deberton. He's going to join us in segment two. We're going to talk about how the fiscal year that just wrapped up here at the end of September, how that went for CHS and what he's hearing from farmer owners and more amid the struggles in the ag economy. We'll talk to Jay Deberton in just a little bit. In the third segment after the bottom of the hour, a lot of talk, especially the Northern Plains, about alternative grain storage this fall. Dr. Ken Hellevang with NDSU Extension is going to join us to give us some tips and reminders as we're looking at all these different methods for alternative grain storage. And then at the end of the show, it is our first Soy Market Update Series interview. We're going to talk mental health. Bob Wirth, American Soybean Association farmer leader from Minnesota, will join us for a conversation later in the show. Let's get things started and talk markets. Corey Bratlin with AgMarket.net joins us here on AOA. Corey, good to hear from you again, sir. Hope all is well.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Things are going very good. Busy harvest, another busy harvest day here in South Dakota. So we're knocking the crop out pretty fast.
Yeah, I was going to say that harvest pace has really, really picked up here in the last 2 weeks or so in most areas of the country. And these markets, of course, maybe been feeling some harvest pressure in the grains. I know Wednesday, late day trade, soybeans got a pop on some rumored news of a Trump and Xi meeting. Here we are Thursday, though, a little bit quieter action, and we had USDA reports earlier in the week, too. So what's your assessment of this grain trade as we near the end of the week?
Yeah, as we end, you know, yesterday we got the nice outside day higher move on corn and soybeans, all kind of coming at the tweet or the comment out that President Trump will be meeting in person with President Xi of China. And of all things they're going to talk about, they're going to talk about China purchasing agricultural products and mainly soybeans. So that spun the market from being, you know, 5-6 lower corn soybeans to actually closing out the day a couple higher on corn and 11 higher on soybeans. So I think, Jesse, it just shows you or tells you or shows you that this market is kind of starving for some new information to kind of trade on. So again, with last time the phone call conversation between President Trump, President Xi, there was really nothing talked about regarding agriculture. Now this one is going to be a point of emphasis. So I think there is some optimism out here that we still got time to get a trade deal done with between the U.S. and China.
Well, and I wonder about this. You mentioned the point, trying to find some news to chew on here in the grain trade, and this reported call is not going to happen for another 4 weeks. So we got the whole month of October with harvest ongoing and more. We may or may not have a WASDE report next week, depending on the government shutdown and the latest there. So one has to wonder, what news are we going to have to trade on for the next few weeks here, Corey? I'm not quite sure.
Right. I mean, this morning I was getting ready doing my morning update, and I got to remember it. We won't have we didn't have export sales out this morning. So this is the situation we're kind of dealing with day in and day out, where we don't have the government open right now. We don't have those weekly reports of the grain sales, the export inspections, the flash sales, if there are any. So we're kind of, you know, in the dark now. You know, with that being said, you know, so now the market is just focusing on, you know, the fundamentals at hand. And we've got, you know, we're right in the middle of harvest. I expect, you know, soybean harvest to be well past the 50% mark here after this week and going to wrap up pretty fast. I think you'll even see corn harvest probably up in that 30 plus percent coming in here early next week. So, you know, with that said, I mean, typically, you know, fast harvest like this that we're seeing right now, where the bushels are really kind of coming to town, that has a tendency to lead a little pressure on this market. And we're kind of seeing that. We saw the pop yesterday, but now today has been kind of very subdued market, 4 or 5 cent trading range on corn. Soybeans are having about a 6-7 cent trading range. So after the positive yesterday afternoon with the comment from President Trump, here we are back into kind of the harvest doldrums again.
So I wonder, how do farmers manage their risk? And I mentioned we're going to talk later in the show about alternative grain storage. A lot of discussion about soybean storage, especially in the Dakotas here this fall and more. And, you know, folks have been talking about if you need cash flow needs, maybe selling corn off the combine. What's your thoughts on some of that? I mean, what should we be thinking about from a risk management standpoint here, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the market, Jesse, there's big carries in this market, and that dysfunction of, you know, big crops that we've got. We're still dealing with the corn crop that's probably going to be, you know, over. It's going to be a record yield more than likely. In the soybeans, actually, we saw, you know, one private analyst, StoneX, come out yesterday afternoon with their soybean estimates for this for their new survey updated yields. They actually took their estimate up from their September estimate. So, so with these big carries in the market, you know, our risk management is, hey, if we lock the bushels away in a grain bin, put them in some unconventional storage, such as maybe grain bags, or maybe we put them on the ground, uncovered, whatever it might be, lock in that carry, get a floor underneath of us, you know, maybe leave some upside open for the near term. We're going to see basis levels are probably going to narrow up once harvest starts to wrap up here in another couple weeks. So like I say, I think the upsides are somewhat limited here in the near term. We still don't have a trade deal. We've got a lot of bushels coming to town. Like, for example, corn, you know, we're just dealing with, 1.6, 1.7 billion bushels more of crop this harvest than we did just last year, with a combination of yield up and acres up. So we've got a lot of bushels out there. It's going to keep a lid on these rallies in the near term here. So, but take advantage of these big carries, especially in those bushels that we're going to store.
Real quick, we got about a minute. Livestock sector, I'm noticing some red in cattle futures here this morning. Plenty of volatility still there. Any thoughts over on the cattle side?
Yeah, we had a little bit lower trade again here this week. They're trying to stabilize. Also, the cattle coming across the border out of Mexico is still probably going to be shut off for a while. I think the screwworm cases are on the increase down there. There is some talk of a vaccination coming out, though, to kind of treat this screwworm. So that's kind of got this market a little bit reeling here. The Packers are not profitable right now, so they're doing their best to back the bid off so they can kind of get back, printing some positive margins here in the near term. So all in all, I think we just got a little bit too high here. We need a little correction. It's lasting a little bit longer than what we saw last time, but I think we're starting to stabilize here pretty soon.
Yeah, that vaccine news coming out from Zoetis here this week. A good point there to watch. Folks can learn more, agmarket.net. You can also read Corey's early morning commentary on our Farm and Ranch Media mobile app under the market section. You can download that to your smartphone today. Corey Bratlin, agmarket.net. Always good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining us here on AOA. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jesse.
AOA brought to you by Cenex. Minimize risk on your operation with Cenex premium lubricants and greases. Visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with Jay Deverton, president and CEO of CHS, right here on AOA.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Your Soy Checkoff focuses on building demand for U.S. soy and profit opportunities for farmers. Over the next couple of months, tune in on Thursday mornings for the Soy Market Update Series. We'll visit with farmer leaders and industry experts to discuss Checkoff investments driving demand and improving resilience across the market segments of food, feed, fuel, industrial uses, exports, and sustainable production. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. They'll have the right products for your operation to help you power through a busy harvest season. With things in full swing, you can count on Cenex stores. High-quality products to keep your operation moving. Go to Cenex.com for more. Joining us now for a conversation, it is always good to hear from Jay Deberton, President and CEO of CHS. Jay, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Jesse. Great to talk with you.
Thanks for the time, and it's always nice to catch up with you and talk about how things are with CHS and its cooperative members. And we just obviously wrapped up the fiscal year, and we've rolled into a new one here as of October 1. So let's start with a little bit of a fiscal year in review, so to speak. How do you feel CHS has navigated this past fiscal year and tried to set things up for more long-term success, Jay?
Well, we've navigated it well. I think everybody would have to describe it as a year unlike any in at least most people's memories. What's going on the trade front, and compound that with, you know, the normal cycles we see in commodity prices that that just aren't at levels that are good for farmers. CHS will announce financial results for the year in November, but we'll have a solid year. But it is we are feeling the impacts of trade conditions that we know, because part of the offering at CHS is we buy grains from people at Onus and other customers around the world, and then ship it around to customers all over the world. So we have export facilities and so forth, and so we feel the impacts. And more importantly, you know, the people that own us, the farmers, feel the impacts, and particularly for geographies that really are set up to export the products they grow, it's really a time of uncertainty.
Well, thinking about some of that uncertainty and the policy unknowns that are out there right now, with everything from tariffs to trade to, you know, government shutdowns and lack of a farm bill and you name it, how does some of the current policy unknowns, how does that affect opportunities for companies like CHS and its cooperative members, Jay?
Well, I think if we take the side that's known right now, and the side that's known is there are no sales of significance on by the United States to China, which is the largest soybean customer in the world, that they're not on, and they don't look to be coming down anytime soon in terms of their retaliatory tariffs that are in place. Second thing is, you know, we've seen Argentina just in the last week to 10 days step in and sell a significant amount of beans to China. At a time of the year, those would typically have been new crop beans for the U.S. farmer. So those are sales that went to Argentina and will not come to the U.S. We've also seen really good movement on corn, and which, you know, has been old crop corn, but and also wheat. U.S. corn is competitive in the world. We've moved quite a little of it, both domestically as well as around the world. Not at prices farmers would like, but it demonstrates that the U.S. corn market is competitive to the world. So you add those things together, and we can see some opportunities to move products. In some cases, but when it comes to beans, it's really, really a difficult picture to see how and when those movements will pick up.
Jay, what feedback have you heard from the recent CHS owner forums? What are you hearing from them looking ahead to the rest of this year and into 2026? And I'm sure maybe some talk of some of the cost price squeeze out there for farmers amid some of these challenges we're talking about and more. What's the biggest thing? What's the feedback you're hearing from CHS owner forums right now?
Well, I'd say two things. One is, we came through 11 of those forums that we held all across our territory, from the Pacific Northwest all the way to the Eastern Corn Belt. By and large, the attitude of farmers was really, really good when it came to the crop that they are at that time getting ready to harvest. The crop looks good. There's always pockets that, somebody was a little too dry or wet, and so things aren't great necessarily everywhere. But as a general statement, the crop looks big. And we're at the doorstep of the time of the year with harvest just beginning. This is the point of it all, right? This is the point of it all. And so that makes a big difference to farmers' attitudes when the crop looks big. And we can see that. But the second part of the sentence was, but the price is not acceptable given the input costs and given the costs of production. And those commodity prices largely are being driven by just several years in a row of big crops around the world. And frankly, we're going to need something to interrupt that to really give confidence that the commodity prices would jump up. Now, we all want somebody else to have the crop problem. We don't want us to have it. And that goes for everybody around the world. They want somebody else to have it. But I think we're going to need to see some of that because we've just produced really, really large crops. And this one looks like a large one as well. That's really going to, I think, put a damper on commodity prices if we don't either see a significant new demand source or a bit of a supply impact.
We're having a conversation with Jay Debertson, President and CEO of CHS, here today on Agriculture of America. Looking ahead, Jay, what are you most excited about for the new fiscal year when it comes to CHS and the overall company outlook?
Yeah, so I think we're going to work really, really hard to help navigate farmers through this scenario. There'll be some opportunities in here. And, you know, when everything that we talk about today, Jesse, as we see things unfold over the next few months, likely it'll be different than we think today. And so there's going to be, a big need for people to be able to adapt to the circumstances we're going to have, positive or negative. And inside there's going to be some opportunities, but we're also going to, be realistic about the fact that we've got a lot of work to do. We need to build these trade, relationships back because they have been damaged for the U.S. farmer. We're going to have to look for new demand sources, both domestically through things like E15 that can, utilize additional corn than we're using already, and globally finding new markets that we can expand in. So we've got a big, work list in front of us, too, because it's just not magically going to get better that we can see. And we're going to need help from Washington to help have that happen, because some of it will take legislation on their part. And also you're going to have farmers that are going to need some assistance.
Jay, you mentioned the talk of a big harvest here ongoing across the U.S. What have you heard from across the CHS footprint here in terms of some of those early harvest results?
Yeah, it looks, wheat was very, very strong, both winter and spring, through the areas that we operate in, some areas record setting. I think it's a little too early, on corn to make any statements, at least from what we've seen, so far. And the early beans to come off, we've seen some tremendous yield numbers, now. Beans are just beginning to come off in some of the areas. So I think it's a little too early to make too many statements, but early numbers on beans look good. Corn, too early to really see.
All right. Well, Jay, always enjoy the conversation. Anything final you would add, reiterate to folks here today as we're looking to get through this fall harvest, but also looking ahead to the new fiscal year here and what CHS is doing? Anything else you would add or mention for folks today?
Something I would say is boy, this is a time when agriculture is really under stress in many different ways, and we're really going to need policymakers to, frankly, help pull what levers we can to get this in a better place. And the first thing that we're going to go after is the market levers. And how can we increase markets? How can we increase demand? Where can we look for new demand? And some of that's going to take work by policymakers. So I encourage people to engage with their policymakers and in a very forthright way to make sure they understand that need and that need promptly.
Well, we always enjoy the insight and the thoughts. Folks can learn more, chsinc.com. With that, President and CEO of CHS, Jay Deberton, thanks so much for joining us here on AOA today, sir. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
Absolutely. Once again, Jay Deberton, President and CEO of CHS, joining us here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind to protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with Cenex. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Coming up next here on the program, we're going to discuss alternative grain storage and some tips and things you need to consider. Dr. Ken Hellevang with NDSU Extension joins us next here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Milk markets are lower, reporting from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. November milk down 7 to 17.33, December down 2 to 17.45, January down 2 at 17.18, February down 10 at 17 even. Triple digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets as the market continues to move mostly lower as they can't find enough support to stabilize prices. Box beef prices were also lower. Hogs moving lower as well as the market is left without enough support for traders to put a bottom into the market. October live cattle down $1.02 to $230.07. October feeder cattle down $4.67 to $354.30. December hogs down 20 cents to $86.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, wheat higher after there was an announcement that trade talks with China were given, and soybeans could be one of the main topics, along with indications that there could be some aid for not only soybean farmers but other farmers due to the trade issues that could be on the way. That all helping to provide some support to the markets, even though we still have the positive weather for the corn and soybean harvest. And so that harvest pressure is out there, and that positive weather helping with winter wheat seeding and emergence. December corn up 3 to 419 and a half. New crop 26 up 2 to 463 and a half. November beans up 5.5 to 1018 and a half. New crop 26 up 3 to 1066. Meanwhile, December wheat up 3.25 to 512 and a half. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
We'll be right back.
information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue here on today's Agriculture of America, the show brought to you by Cenex. Protect your bottom line. Invest in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel. It can help improve efficiency, maximizing your operations ROI. Achieve better performance with Cenex. Go to your nearest store, talk with your local experts, or you could visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, there's obviously a lot of talk about storage issues, especially across the Northern Plains and in particular in North Dakota. Amid all of the severe weather that we saw this past summer, damaging a lot of infrastructure, and then, of course, the lack of sales to China and beans moving on trains to the Pacific Northwest, there's a lot of talk about storing soybeans and other crops here this fall, and a lot of talk about using alternative methods of grain storage. We want to talk about some of the key factors you need to consider when looking at alternative grain storage. Joining us now, Dr. Ken Hellevang, Professor Emeritus and retired North Dakota State University Extension Agricultural Engineer. Ken, it is great to talk with you, sir. Hope all is well.
All is well. It would be nice to have a better topic, but this is information people need too.
I couldn't agree more. As much as we'd love for it to be a better topic, it's something that we have to think about right now, considering all the economic factors and much more that is out there. And, you know, especially for North Dakota, but across the Northern Plains and in other areas, too, of the U.S. We were talking about this off air, Ken. But I know this summer's severe weather in North Dakota really had an impact on grain storage, and it's compounding this overall problem that we have to find storage for a lot of this year's harvest, don't we, Ken?
Right. Ideally, we would be putting it into grain bins, but as you indicated, with the storms that went through, we lost a lot of storage. I think the folks have done well to try to rebuild as much as they can, but at the same time, we're short on storage in a year where storage now becomes very critical.
Well, let's talk about some tips that folks, you would share with folks when we're storing this grain. And I know you just recently shared some of these on the NDSU Extension website. Run through this, and I would think first and foremost, moisture content. That's always a topic every harvest, but it's something that you really have to think about here this year as well. Right, Ken?
Absolutely, and I can't emphasize moisture enough because I think we're kind of in the habit or expectation that with soybeans, the market moisture is 13% moisture, so that's what we target for. But anything that's going into storage, particularly when we don't know how long it's going to be in storage, really needs to be down between 11 and 12% moisture in order to successfully store. Same thing is true with corn. You know, the market moisture is 15.5. We've seen a trend toward 14 because of the long-term storage or storing into warmer temperatures. But with corn, we need to be down in that 13, 14% moisture range. So that's the first piece. If we're going to store our grain, we don't want it spoiling on us because it's too wet.
What about structural issues of grain stored maybe in buildings? You know, we had a lot of grain bins damaged, and so we're trying to find alternate ways to store grain, and sometimes that might be in a structure or a building that's not really meant for storing grain. Talk about that a little bit, Ken.
Yeah, we have a lot of buildings on farmsteads that are primarily for machine storage. Guys may be thinking of trying to put some grain into those buildings. The key to keep in mind is that most of those really are not designed to have any force against the wall. We can go in and put in kind of a bulkhead or a shallow depth of grain, but even that, I say consult the manufacturer to determine you know, we don't want the walls caving out once we start putting our drain in.
You know, here's another one that I've been hearing more and more about over the last several weeks, and it's one that we don't typically see a lot, but storing in bags. I know a lot of folks are discussing that as an option. Can you share some thoughts on storing in bags for folks?
Sure. And I think that's certainly one option. It takes a little planning in advance because we need to obtain the bags. We need to have the equipment or machine to fill the bags. But if we're dry going into the bag, the grain will store very well in bags. And we've seen more and more of that, not only locally, but across the country. Like I said, the key is moisture. We can't prevent spoilage in a bag. We can't prevent insects. So the way that we do can manage that bag is by making sure we're at that 11% moisture for soybeans going in. And that becomes very, very critical. Another piece that sometimes gets overlooked is that we should be running the bags north-south. That way we get even solar energy on the bags on the east side and west side. If we run the bags east and west, the sun on the south side ends up heating the bag, and then the north side being cooler, moisture will move from the south side to the north side. So certainly an option that I think for those that want to store in bags can be a very good option for us.
Good things to think about. I wouldn't have thought about that piece of it there when storing in bags. Ken Hellevang with NDSU Extension joining us. Talk about grain piles, grain pile covers, things like that. I know those are fairly commonplace across the Midwest and across the plains. You see the big grain piles at the local elevator or on farm, et cetera. Any tips when it comes to grain piles?
Yeah, the key point there again is to keep the pile dry. So it's critical that we have a cover over the top, just a 1-inch rain will re-wet if we were able to concentrate it into the top foot, increase the moisture content by 9 percentage points. Most uncovered piles will end up with spoilage in the top couple feet, and that gets to be a severe financial loss. So the key is a cover. The second piece is aeration. We need to be able to move some air through the grain to cool it down as we're storing it through the winter. So it's pretty typical ductwork on the ground. But the new piece that some guys aren't familiar with is we recommend running some tubing just under the cover over the top of the pile to try to minimize the amount of condensation that's happening underneath that cover, service the air intake. We'll typically be using a suction system to help hold the cover down, and we need a little bit of air coming in to allow us to control temperature and move air through that pile.
I know as well, cooling stored grain, that was the final tip that you had shared. Any other thoughts on that before we talk about just lifespan of storing some of this grain, Ken?
Well, the kind of rule of thumb that I use is that every 10 degrees that we cool doubles the storage life, and that just emphasizes how critical it is. The other piece is that most insects are dormant below about 50 degrees, so getting that pile down to at least 40, somewhere in that 30 to 40 degree temperature range, can make a huge difference in whether we're successful or not.
Well, let's talk about, of course, to kind of button this all up, what's our lifespan with some of this stored grain? I think that's going to be a big consideration for folks here as we go through the winter months and get into next spring and more. Any tips in terms of just that overall lifespan when we're storing grain?
As long as it's dry. Again, soybeans 11%, corn 13-14%. We should be able to store through the next summer. No problem with long-term storage. But it's critical that we're monitoring and controlling the temperature. We can't just fill a bag and forget about it or put it in a pile and say, well, it's difficult to monitor the temperatures with infrared guns and other tools today. We can very quickly pick up hot spots and manage those alternative storages just like we would with a traditional storage.
A lot of things to consider. Again, moisture is going to be one of the biggest keys that you're going to have to pay attention to here as we go through the fall harvest and into the winter months and beyond. And folks can read more about alternate grain storage, ndsu.ag/alt-grain-storage. Dr. Ken Hellevang with North Dakota State University Extension. Always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us here on AOA. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Once again, Dr. Ken Hellevang with NDSU Extension and that website for more, ndsu.ag/alt-grain-storage. You can also go to the North Dakota Soybean Council website, ndsoybean.org, for more information. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants and Greases. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex. Their premium lubricants can help you avoid that downtime and minimize wear to protect your equipment for the long term. Learn more at Cenex.com. We'll be back with more here on Agriculture of America on the way right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. it takes. CHS.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. As we continue today's program, it's brought to you by our friends at Cenex, their premium diesel and lubricants. Visit Cenex.com. More information. Right now it is time for our first soy market series update interview here on AOA, and we're discussing a very important topic, mental health on the farm and ranch. Joining us now, he is American Soybean Association director and a farmer from Minnesota. Bob Wirth is with us here today on the program. Bob, it is great to talk with you, sir. Hope all is well.
Thank you very much for having me. And yeah, things are going well. It's harvest time and it's a busy time of the year.
Absolutely. And I know you're taking a few minutes out of your busy day with combines rolling and more there in Southwest Minnesota to talk to us here about this important topic, mental health. And we were chatting a bit about this off air. And I think just for starters, it's important to emphasize to folks, especially with all the concern and angst and more that's happening in farm country right now, that when that stress mounts up, it's okay to reach out for help and get someone to talk to, essentially, Bob, when things are just getting too stressful on the farm, right?
Oh, that's very true. You know, for my personal experience, you know, I had some, I went through the 1980s crisis, and that's where I had my depression. And it took me until 2019 before I started talking about it. I kind of kept everything into myself. I know I got some help in the 80s, but I never talked about it. And I thought maybe it's time that, you know, we should start talking about it, how easy it is to get help. And everybody should be able to get help and do not be embarrassed or anything, because the more you talk about it, the better you will be.
And I know, too, that, you know, folks in agriculture in rural America, we're proud people. And a lot of times folks don't want to reach out for that help until it's too late. And it gets compounded, too, this time of year with harvest season going on and everyone is running at a breakneck speed to get the crop out and get ready for the winter months and more. And so, you know, you keep piling on that stress. That's when things can get really tough for some folks, Bob.
Well, it is, because, you know, like you said, farmers are a very private person. I mean, they don't like to talk about anything that goes on in their life. But this is one thing that we need to talk about, to not only the clergy, your medical staff, or a psychologist, your spouse. My goodness, that's who got me help back in 1986, was my spouse. She made me go to a medical doctor. Back in the 80s, you know, that was not done for mental health. You just never went to a medical doctor for that. But it is time. Times are changing. And today is the day you go get some help. And if you just see a neighbor all of a sudden that, you know, he was very joyful and always laughing and always, all of a sudden he comes very, you know, secluded, doesn't want to talk much, get some help for that guy, because he's going into some serious stuff. As you said, you know, the farm economy is really tough. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The inputs are high. Our profits from our crops are below break even. So I think it's everybody's going to go have some kind of mental stress this fall, not only being tired for harvest, but knowing that you're not going to make any money and how we're going to survive for another year.
Let's talk about some of the resources that are out there. And I know the American Soybean Association has some soy help resources, is what they call it, on the soygrowers.com website. There's a lot of stuff there. And Bob, I know you mentioned this to me as well. It's very important just for folks to remember 988. Right, Bob?
Right. You know, 911 is the number that you always have in your mind. But here's another one to put right alongside of that. 988, because that is a instant access to some help if you are feeling yourself going into mental depression, anxiety, even suicide. Don't even hesitate. Call 988 and get some help. There's a lot of great people there. There's so many great programs out there to get some help for you. Do not try to do this alone. Try to get some help, because it is so important, because we all want everybody here tomorrow. We do not want to take time to have to go to a funeral because of a suicide or something like that. I've had to do that too many times. Some friends, I do not want to do it anymore.
No, that is an extremely important point. And I know in terms of all the resources, like I said, 988. I know there's a lot of great folks out there, you know, state by state resources that are available. I think of groups like Rural Minds. We've talked with them before on this program. There's a lot of help out there specifically for folks in rural America as well, Bob.
Well, that's very true. You know, a lot of the departments of ag in your state have great programs out there, because everybody's becoming aware that this is a big issue in rural America. And it's not only rural America, it's all America, but it's really showing up in rural America, because suicide is the number one cause of death in agriculture. So, I mean, it's something we got to work on and try to get fixed.
Bob, we got about 40 seconds. Any final thoughts you would share or reiterate with folks when it comes to mental health on the farm?
Please do not be embarrassed to go get help. It's just like going to a doctor or something if you have pneumonia or a broken arm or whatever. This is equally as important to go get some help. It's easy to do. It's very painless, and these professionals can talk you through it, give you some medications if you need it. All I ask is please get help and find a resource to do that.
And those resources, you could find them at soygrowers.com. We'll share that link and information. 988, a great number to remember as well. And we wish everyone a safe and happy harvest season. With that, Bob Wirth, ASA farmer leader and a director from Minnesota, joining us for our Soy Market Update series conversation. Bob, we'll wish you a great harvest season as well. Thanks so much for the time here on the show today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about mental health.
Bob Wirth, ASA, American Soybean Association farmer leader, joining us here for the Soy Market Update series on agriculture of America. We're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex Premium Lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. But even the toughest seasons can take a toll. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or just not yourself, I want you to know you're not alone. Talk to someone you trust, call a neighbor, reach out to a professional. Your mental health matters for you, your family, and your farm or ranch. It's okay to ask for help. Brought to you by Farm and Ranch Media, standing strong with rural America.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sylvana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
The 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders are not any closer to a stopgap measure to end the shutdown.